Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Hi, this is Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Reports, Tom Donahue Show. So glad you are tuning in. And what I want to share with you is my preamble to this program. And the focus, of course, is on the Chinese coronavirus, the state of the nation, the plight of the nation. Our freedom's sake is at stake. Constitutional crisis in the making with the government's ordered, mandated quarantines and lockdowns. We are living in a totalitarian police state, mayors and governors seizing complete control in cahoots with the Dem Congress, and you can say Dem Congress, and media puppets, urging more stringent measures. We are under house arrest and only missing the monitored ankle bracelet for now. We are being deprived of our fundamental liberties and essential rights, constitutionally protected and God-given rights. In governments or in God we trust. We are in a virtual shutdown, a standstill, super shock society, and near prison like prism. It feels eerily like ghost towns or The Walking Dead or some scary sci-fi horror flick. This is no way to live in a free society long term. There are many forms of health to care for beyond the physical that are being grossly ignored, such as mental, spiritual, social, financial, and other that need to be factored into this political equation. Yet we must be sensible, but not surrender at all costs to Big Brother and Big Pharma. When did we grant the authority to medical czars and their crony politicians and media hype artists? There are pre-existing drugs that are seemingly effective, as well as herbal traditional medicines. That's a good thing. Of course, implement sensible and serious practicing of good hygiene, social distancing, self-isolating if necessary, taking preventative precautions, superfoods, nutrition, and supplements, proper medical care. Why are so many complicit and complacent with this promoted pandemic panic? The Dems are peddling panic and frightful fear. Many Dem leaders delight in seizing control. Moreover, Dems are thrilled to play this doomsday scenario out to its utmost degrees to sabotage and undermine the Trump re-election possibility. Dems are willing and conniving to devastate and destroy the economic well-being of all workers and our country at large. Yes, they want to destroy the United States economy to further their devious and debilitating political end goals. This is more about partisan politics than the public's health. Dems are dashing all hopes and destroying the American dream and silencing our sacred spirit. Now Dems want to stuff emergency relief bills with massive political pork and pet projects. These liberals are willing to sacrifice the public good for public gains. They are willing to subvert, pervert, and curtail all personal and civil liberties under the guise of saving lives and the health of the nation. They are actually complicit in their contempt for the Constitution of the United States and the American way of life. These are despicable and detestable political despots and demagogues. Trump is trying to show restraint and a measured response in this horrific public health crisis. However, he has to go big in bailouts or stimulus aid, as it is referred to, in an attempt to rescue a dying and near non-existent economy. The president understands the economy, markets, big and small business, and our labor force. He just announced that he expects America will be back open and working in weeks, not months. He wants the country opened up and just raring to go by Easter. Thank goodness we have a leader who is a sensible businessman who cares about the whole societal spectrum that impacts and affects the well-being of all the people, who can weigh welfare and work in his decisions for the good of the nation. He loves and cherishes freedom and patriotically treasures our liberties. We pray and trust in Trump's righteous and prudent approach will prevail. We must not surrender our liberty and rights unconditionally to political whims of dictators and tyrants. At what cost do we comply to deprive and destroy our lives, our livelihoods, and our lifestyle? For what ends? To our own ends, to life and liberty as we know it? Government guidelines rather than government mandates. Government overreach or overkill is wreaking havoc on the lives and wrecking our nation as we know it. Let local and states target hot zones and epicenters for breakouts and the vulnerable at-risk populations with appropriate responses and not a nationalized, centralized controls or a one-size-fits-all approach. The president declared a national emergency earlier in the month and has shown, though, great restraint. Imagine a Clinton, a Bush, an Obama, a Biden. There'd be martial law for all. Work, worship, way of life, and liberty have been disrupted and curtailed. Please, President Trump, protect our liberties and the American way of life, or we will lose it all. Our nation depends on it and depends on you, Mr. President. The president is right. He stated today that the coronavirus cure cannot be worse than the disease. May prayers and pragmatism prevail. I'm Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Show. Tom Donahue reports. Thank you.